Yeah, Chris, obviously we need to get something out of it. I don't think a draw would have been the worst result in the world, but like luckily we got away with 3 points up there. So yeah, we needed to get points on the board, and look, Chris, we need to accumulate a hell of a lot more to try and stay in the division.
Well, you got off to a great start. Eddie Desan scoring after 4 minutes and quite a goal, I believe.
Yeah, the game was probably the exact reverse of our game against Drogheda 11 weeks ago in Ballybofey. To be fair, at that time we were short a number of players and Drogheda were at full strength, and they went on and deservedly won 2-0. They scored early and scored on the counter-attack in the second half. Yesterday we were at full strength and Drogheda were short, the likes of Gavin Brennan and Stephen Elliott. And again, this time we scored early and sat back, and they had to come out, and we caught them for a second goal on the counter attack. It was probably the exact reverse of 11 weeks ago when they came to Ballybofey.
And by all accounts, in the end, you were probably good value for the 2-0 win. But when it's always 1-0, I'm sure you were relieved and delighted to see Danny Morrissey getting that second one.
Yeah, we had a number of chances to kill it off, as I said, on the counter-attack when they had pressed up the pitch and they left gaps behind them. We didn't take them, and it looked like it could have been one of those days where you pay a heavy cost for not taking your chances. But thankfully, in one of those counter-attacks, Danny got to the ball and finished well past Stephen McGuinness. And when you got the second goal, you felt that your luck was in. So look, we need a lot more days of that, and maybe the performance last night mightn't be good enough against sides that are at full strength. Ones coming up in the next number of weeks.
Well, the loss of Kieran O'Connor, whose loan spell came to an end, obviously a big loss for you. So last night, was it a case of playing just one up front with Danny Morrissey?
Well, we played Danny up through the middle, yeah, but to be fair, we had Eddie Desan and Keelan high in wide areas. So, look, we went to try and win the game, which is what it turned out, that's the way it went, luckily. But we've gone to try and win many a game during this season that hasn't materialised. So, look, I don't think anybody is going to get too excited, especially the fact that Galway, who are a very, very good side, also won, that, you really didn't leave any daylight between the bottom teams, and we're still right in there in the mix, and praise God we'll be right in the mix as regards between now and the end of the season. But I still think we need to improve with the teams around us improving. I feel that we need to improve as well, Chris.
Yeah. Now you're 5 points behind Bohemians. They're the next team you play, and they could be clawed back into it, but as things stand, I think it'd be fair to say most people would feel it's 3 from 5.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully there's 5 in it. I think there's one or two teams down there that have, maybe they're in false positions with the quality of players they have, and maybe the quality of players they might be able to take in with the budgets and that they have. So I feel teams around us are going to improve football-wise as well as personnel-wise. So I think we ourselves need to improve, Chris, to try and stay with them. It's hard enough as it is, but when other clubs are able to attract in and maybe, raise money to fund between now and the end of the year, it gets more difficult. But that's the nature of it. We knew how hard it's going to be. And please, God, we can stay in the fight, Chris, and see what happens after that.
Yeah, and because of the summer break and the postponement of the Derry City game, the hope must be that there'll be a big crowd against the Bows game, because financially every cent counts.
Yeah, most certainly, Chris. You spoke about this recently. Thankfully, we've got through to the Bows game. Look, Bows are a team that were down with us at the start of the season, and to their credit, both with the players they have and the players they've attracted, including, if you like, Kieran O'Connor via Dundalk, they have upped the standard. And from a team that was fighting relegation, they now have improved that much that they're looking towards Europe. So they'll be a hugely difficult opposition, as they always are, but they have kicked on to their credit and have got well away from that relegation zone, and as I said, are looking above them rather than below them.
Well, since the break, Ollie, the form's been pretty good, the results have been pretty good, so important for the confidence of the players that there is that belief there that you are good enough to stay up.
Look, I don't think it's for lack of effort, Chris. It's really whether we can put some sort of a run together. At this stage of the year, last year, we were, I think, maybe 24 points in the table. We're 3 points off that now, and we went on a very poor run from here, if you like, right into the end of the summer. You know, that can't happen at this stage with the quality of the league and three teams going down. So, you know, we've been going well. We've been going well since Galway, even though we lost in Galway with a last-minute goal. We've been playing quite well since that. But I think we need to step up to, as other teams around us have stepped up, Bowes being the prime example and where they've kicked on to. But I feel, you know, the likes of Sligo, who we've stayed with, I think they'll kick on and attract in players and move up the table. And Galway, with the quality they have, I just feel we need to improve to stay with them, which will obviously be very difficult.
And finally, Ollie, in terms of transfer activity and the period opening again to bring in players and maybe even ones from the Irish League who are out of contract, can we expect any movement in terms of Finn Harps?
Certainly, there's huge effort being made to attract in a number of players. None of them will be high profile from the Irish League. No, that poses some difficulty with what we have to offer and maybe the fact that there's a lot involved with our training schedule. So no, we aren't and we won't be speaking to any players within the Irish League unless something happens in the next number of days. There is a number of players that we're speaking to that we have in and out of training with us and one or two others. But with what we have to offer financially, it is difficult to attract. But we'll see. You know, it's not for the lack of effort and it's still ongoing and really... That you know, that won't stop till the end of the month, till the window closes. So we need a couple of bodies in. There's no point in me saying anything different. And please God, we will certainly get bodies in. We just want to make sure that they are an improvement to what we have, and or else there's no point in taking them in. So the next couple of weeks will be vital in that area, like.